Finally, Christianity is the only belief system in the world that, as we read in verse 26 of chapter 3, allows God to be both just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus. Let me explain. Every other religion ultimately says that when you stand before God, you're desperately hoping that He's going to fudge a bit to let you into heaven. There's no religion, no follower of any religion that says, when I stand before God someday, I'm going to say to Him, okay, God, here's your challenge. Put my life up on this side, put your law on that side, and I challenge you to find one thing wrong with my life. Is that what people are going to say? Oh, no. They're hoping against hope that somehow they're going to slip in, maybe in the top half percent, you know? Maybe they're going to get in if God won't be too careful at looking at their life. However can I expect to get into heaven? Oh, says God, here's what we'll do. I'll account your debt to my Son. He'll pay it in full. So God sets the standard. God hands over the bill. And then He pays it Himself. Paid in full. My sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to His cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Why would you say no? I have challenged people in perhaps 25 countries around the world to give me one good reason why they would refuse the gospel. I've never had one good reason yet. When we got married, we had insurance salesmen line up at the door. Basically, what they told me was this. We want you to send our company money every month on a regular basis, and when you die, we'll give your money to somebody else. Now, they say it much nicer than that, but basically that's the message, you see? Now, the gospel preacher says, you don't have to die in your sins. You can have as a free gift eternal life. Can you explain to me why people buy insurance and say no to the gospel? I can't figure it out. Come to the Lord Jesus tonight. Examine the evidence. Not only the evidence in the Bible, the evidence in your own heart that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. And you can't save yourself. And then read what the Bible has to say about the Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners. He came to save you. And if you will, as the Bible declares, be honest with God about your sin. That's what the Bible calls repentance. And receive the Lord Jesus as the Savior of sinners. Say, oh God, I don't know why you'd want me. I'm damaged goods. But you said that whoever came to you, you would in no wise cast out. Take me now. Save me now. You'd know what it meant to have joy and peace in believing. Shall we pray?